The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, with an historic storm set to hit our shores tonight, Storm Eowyn brings a status red wind warning for everywhere. The public has been urged to be vigilant and remain indoors. Graeme McQueen, head of media relations with the DAA, and Jeremy Ryan, director of public transport services with the National Transport Authority, will join me shortly. But first of all, Siobhan Wynne, regional manager with ESB Networks, is on the line. Siobhan, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you've going to have a busy couple of days ahead of you, if not longer. What are you expecting?
Pat, we are expecting severe damage to our network given the weather warnings that have issued. So we're planning on that basis. We've started our planning there earlier in the week. So all of our planned work for tomorrow has been cancelled. We're trying to return the system to normal to make it as secure as possible now for tomorrow. All of our crews are on standby for tomorrow. We've also drafted in a large number of staff into our contact centre so as they're available to take calls. And all of our contracting partners, our electrical contractors, our timber crews, our poling crews, they're all on standby now to be ready to kick into action in the morning.
Now, in trying to prepare for all of this, is there any way that you can look at the weak spots in the network and, if you like, harden them against the coming onslaught?
Well, I suppose it's difficult in the face of the current weather system that's coming in because, as we know, the red warning applies to the whole country. So everywhere we are expecting impact. So it would be difficult to pinpoint exactly where we'll be impacted most. We will tomorrow morning, obviously, we'll have a better idea as the storm tracks through the country. And at that point, then we'd be in a better position to say.
I'm just wondering, routinely, do you do a survey of the network and the power lines? Obviously, the ones that are way up high, the going from pylon to pylon, are probably less vulnerable than the lower lines, which may be brought down by a tree or some other obstruction. But are there regular surveys done to try and eliminate, you know, the danger from a falling tree that it would take out an important power line?
There are, yes. So we have maintenance patrols in place where we will patrol the network routinely to identify, you know, where there's timber close to our circuits. And we also condition assess all of our network on a routine basis. And we're looking to invest a significant amount of money in the coming 5 years to strengthen the network to assist with that.
The question of how severe the outages will be, they could be widespread, as you have said, because of the nature of the red warning covering the entire country. How quickly might they be fixed?
It was difficult to say exactly. I think it's fair to say that given the level of the warning, that we do expect there to be severe damage. And on that basis, we are looking at several days to restore power, depending on the amount of damage that there is to the network.
In the recent snow that impacted only parts of the country, what was the longest period that people were without power?
The last customers to be connected were about 5 days that it took to connect those customers to restore their power. But that would have been a small number of customers. So like over the initial period of a storm, we will look to restore large volumes of customers. But again, I suppose for tomorrow when the storm hits, the most important thing really is that safety messaging for our customers. So, you know, once people begin to get out and about, if they notice that there are power lines down and there will be lines down on the ground, you know, to treat them as live and to report them back to us on an emergency number, our 1-800-372-999.
No. Okay. Give that number again, please.
Sorry, it's 1-800-372-999.
372-999. Dublin appears to escape outages a lot of the time because a lot of the delivery of power is, of course, underground. Is that going to be the case this time, even with the red warning everywhere?
I would say I certainly couldn't say that would be the case. The warning does apply to the whole country. And I know, you know, our advice from Met Eireann is that the West and the coastal counties will be worst affected. But they are forecasting very strong winds and gusts up to 130 kilometres right across the country. So, you know, even though Dublin may not have been impacted previously, it could be impacted at this occasion. Mm.
And by the way, the high voltage lines which go from pylon to pylon at a high level, are they ever brought down by high winds?
In a lot of events, they're not, but we have seen damage in the past. So if we think back to previous storms like Storm Ophelia or Storm Darwin, we have sustained damage on the transmission network also. And obviously that's really serious when we do, and that they will be the first circuits that we would look to try and restore back to the network.
Sure, because if one of those goes down, it can potentially take out a lot of homes, towns and villages and so on, as well as maybe urban areas. So we should all be prepared, irrespective of where we live, for a potential outage and prepare accordingly.
I think so, exactly. Yeah. So we'd advise our customers to make sure that they are prepared, that they may lose electricity over the course of the next 24 hours. Make sure, you know, that they've got their phones fully charged, spare batteries, battery banks and torches available. And if to report an outage, it's really useful. If you have your MPRN, just locate that at the top of your electricity bill and have it to hand.
Now, you've reached out to the UK and France for assistance, as you have done in the past. What responses have you been getting?
So we're waiting to hear in terms of response from we know the UK will be impacted by this weather event. So it may be unlikely that we can get assistance from the UK. We have also reached out to the French utility. So again, it's going to depend as to how the weather tracks. So we'll find out in the course of the day as to whether we can get assistance from France.
OK, Sean. Anyway, it's battle stations for all your crews. Ready to be deployed in the aftermath of the storm, which is going to be fairly short-lived. It'll pass the country in a matter of hours, but of course the damage could be more long-lasting. Siobhan, thank you very much for joining us. Siobhan Wynn, Regional Manager with ESB Networks. We're joined by Jeremy Ryan, Director of Public Transport Services at the National Transport Authority. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it looks like we'll have no public transport for much of tomorrow. When will public transport stop?
Well, public transport will stop a little bit before the red weather event in each area. And transport operators will need some time to get drivers and buses safely back to depots and garages in advance of the start of the red warning, in each area. So it'll vary by area, depending on when the red weather event comes into force. So, customers just need to be ready that services will need to be withdrawn sometime before the start of the red weather event, and that will depend on the area. And
when we start to get those timings from Met Éireann, it seems apparent from the early red warnings, which only applied to Kerry, Cork and Limerick, that that's where the big blow will start. So what's your anticipation of bus services and train services in the Cork and Kerry and Limerick areas? When might they cease? I mean, will they be going till close of business tonight?
We're not even sure of that, Pat. I think probably in Cork they'll come off around about 9 o'clock at night. We will be putting further updates up on our website, and Bus Éireann will be as well during the day. So, but at the moment we'll be running service for most of the evening, but they will be ending early in those areas. Exactly when, we'll provide more details, and so will Bus Éireann on their website.
Okay, now in the Dublin area, the storm is not expected to hit until, you know, the early hours or even later in tomorrow morning. When will services in Dublin stop?
Yeah, we expect services. Dublin Bus runs some overnight 24-hour services, as I think you know. Mm-hmm. They'll probably be coming off the road around about 4 o'clock in the morning. That's our current expectation, assuming the red weather event starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, which I think is when it's starting in Dublin at the moment. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on that. And if those times change, so will the times when services start to be withdrawn.
OK, now we know how vulnerable double-decker buses can be to high winds because they can take a broadside and become very unstable. But what about Dart services, Lewis services? I mean, the Darts are very heavy machines, and the Lewis are very low-lying machines. There's no possibility that they can keep running?
Well, no, we don't think so, Pat. And the reason is, obviously, alongside tracks, there's trees and branches, and often they'll come down on track. We really don't want to put customers or transport staff out in those conditions. You know, this is a very severe weather event, and we want to take it seriously. Sometimes Irish Rail do run trains during red weather events. On this occasion, because it's so severe, the storm is so severe, they've taken the view, we've taken the view, and the advice from the National Emergency Coordination Group is that they should not. So we're, no train service will operate during the red weather event.
And after the red alert is lifted, how long do you think it'll take to get crews in place, be they bus, train, DART, Lewis crews, back in place?
Yeah, again, that, you know, I can't give you a specific answer.
No, what I'm saying is that we'll all know in our areas, for example, we'll know, say our red alert finishes at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. How long then after that will it take to get crews to work and get services back up?
So it depends on where staff are at the time. So if crews or drivers are in the garages, it'll be quicker. But in a lot of cases, they won't have managed to make it into work because of the red weather event not allowing them to travel, so it'll take some time for them to get into where they need to be, their base, and then get out on the road again. And again, it depends on the conditions on the road they're trying to travel on, so it's really quite unpredictable. But we'll, as quickly as the operators can and their crews, Irish Rail have tree cutting crews on board their first trains out after a weather event such as this, so they will actually have people on board trains ready to remove branches and trees on the track as they go, as they check the track after the event is over. But it does depend a lot on the area and where drivers are located.
So it's basically, given the severity of this storm and how unprecedented it is, the message is we have to wait and see. Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us. Jeremy Ryan, Director of Public Transport Services at the National Transport Authority. Graham McQueen, Head of Media Relations with the DAA, joins me now. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, one of the things about flying, first of all, you've got to get your passengers to the airport before the flight will fill up and be able to take off. But technically, taking off into a storm is not as hazardous as landing in a storm.
No, well, look, ultimately, we like wind, ideally not as strong as what we're being forecast for the coming 24 hours or so, but wind helps planes take off and land, so passengers can take reassurance from that. But, you know, there are parameters around what aircraft can do, and that comes down to pilot decision in terms of what they think is safe and what isn't. So, look, we think we're heading for a pretty rough 24 hours in the skies above Dublin. So we're meeting with the airlines today. We're working very closely with Met Erin and, you know, working out what we're going to do over the hours to come. But certainly safety will always be the number one thing for us.
Now, many of the aircraft will use air bridges to get on the passengers on board. Can they be deployed in high winds?
It depends, Pat. There is a limit. You know, we would look at gust speeds, and consistent gust speeds can be problematic. So if they get over 40 knots, for example, that means that air bridges and things become dangerous, so they may not be deployed. Those kind of speeds as well also make it very difficult for airlines to load planes, to get luggage onto planes, never mind passengers. So it'll very much depend on what evolves. I think we met yesterday with the transport emergency team, and we're putting in plans in place. We're speaking with the airlines today. We know that they're reviewing their operations at the moment. So, look, I think there is a strong potential for cancellations over the coming 24 hours. I think we will see that. I think we will see delays as well. But as Jeremy and Siobhan have said, you know, it's very much an evolving situation. So meetings all through today to make sure that we are ready to have as little impact as possible. But we do think there will be some disruption.
All right. As I say, getting to the airport might be problematic for some people in the high winds if nothing is moving. So the question, given this is a natural event, there is no, I presume, compo for a passenger if the plane takes off without them.
No, look, airlines will fly if it's possible. That's the reality. Our job as an airport will be to keep the airport open as long as it's safe. Safety, as I say, will always be number one, but we'll be trying to keep it open for as long as possible tomorrow. So, yep, that is generally the case. If your flight takes off and you're not on it, then that's on you. So we'd certainly be encouraging passengers to be looking at their, you know, their insurance today, speaking with their airline. I think I've spoke to some passengers this morning in the terminal who told me they're flying today rather than flying tomorrow, just to avoid any possible disruption. So I think we'll probably see quite a bit of that over the coming 48 hours or so.
All right. And again, for information on whether your flight's taking off or not, that comes from the airline. But if I go to, say, the Dublin Airport arrivals and departures system, will that be right up to date?
Yeah, our systems will be right up to date, but they are fed by the airline. So the airline give us that information for our board. So that's why we always say check with your airline directly for updates regarding your flight. We will be pushing out general updates regarding the status of Dublin Airport over the coming 24 hours. So keep an eye on our social media feeds. We'll be keeping them as up to date as we can. But stay close to your airline would certainly be the message for anyone due to fly over the next 24 hours or so.
And do airlines normally fly when there's an orange alert? Is that okay for them?
It doesn't really come down to whether it's a red or an orange. It comes down to the conditions at the time. So as I say, like I think we've heard this morning, it's very much an evolving situation. We don't know exactly what is going to hit us. So decisions will be taken in real time. So that's why keep an eye on your flight status and be prepared for change. Be prepared for delays, I think, tomorrow as well. We're expecting that on our side. We're speaking with the F&B providers, for example, to make sure bars and cafes potentially can stay open that little bit longer. So prepare for the terminals to be a bit busier as well, because you are going to see the knock-on impact. And as we've heard earlier in the show, you know, there is going to be an impact on other airports as well. So that could have a knock-on impact on flight schedules.
Graham, thank you very much for joining us. Graham McQueen, Head of Media Relations with the DAA. The forecast, I mean, it's pretty grim looking. We're talking about strengthening southeasterly winds, heavy, persistent and widespread rain, sleet and snow for a time in Connacht and Ulster. That's all on the way. How bad is it going to be and how foolish might people be? Well, we all remember Theresa Mannion during Storm Desmond in 2015 giving this warning.
Don't take risks on treacherous roads and don't swim in the sea. Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Blackrock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday. Galway City Council say their actions are idiotic. Not only are they putting their lives in danger, but it is unacceptable and unforgivable to put the lives of people in the rescue services at danger as well.
And that was Theresa Mannion, and that was during Storm Desmond in 2015, and it's likely the Éowyn, the current storm that's approaching, will be worse than that. So the same message applies to those idiots who'd tried to get out and, in quotes, enjoy the storm.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.